I don't think the morale's 100% in full swing right now, do you?
Well, the weather got real fruity there. I think you're doing pretty good. Them pheasant backs are almost, well, most of them are too big. I gotta scrape the pores out of them, off underneath of them before I cook them. I'll probably slice them lengthways and then, you know, cube them up and make a stir fry. Because if you leave those after they the spores, if you leave those on that type of mushroom with them being that big, you can only do them up about 3-4 inches. I guess it's like eating a dish rag.
Yeah, no thanks. Hard pass on that. We're just going to have to start growing some mushrooms.
A handful of gold munchers and one great big giant morel. And then all them pheasant backs. And there's only like 4 of them, I think, that are smaller than 4. And then, so I'm going to try to dice them up, see how it goes. If I can't, then I'm going to scrape the... They're like a, I don't remember what they call that type. They don't have the gills. They got the pore holes.
Yeah, I think that's a turkey tail, isn't it?
The name of the mushroom, but I don't know what that type of mushroom, the polypore or something, they got a name for it. They don't... They're not gills, they're different type of underside, but I'll scrape them down, and first I'm going to try to just snap them. If they snap, then I know they're edible, right? So I'll do that first, wash them up, and then do that, and if I got to scrape them down and get the meat separate from those pores, then I'll do it that way. I don't know how to... I don't know. I've never processed them. I don't know what I'm doing with them.
Well, that would make 2 of us. Yeah, I don't have a clue.